The market for ag biologicals is projected to grow significantly, making the leap from an $11 billion market in 2024 to $16.8 billion in 2030, that according to Grandview Research. One Indiana company has recently created a strategic alliance that will drive biological innovation at every stage of the crop nutrition cycle.
I like to think of biologicals as probiotics for the soil. Most people are familiar with probiotics for our bodies and our gut and our nutrition. It's the same thing for the soil. We need to nourish the soil, which can then in turn nourish the plant.
That's Dr. Tanya Soule, Vice President of Microbiology at BW Fusion, based in Fort Wayne. She's the guest on the latest episode of the Ag Bioscience Podcast from Agrinovis, Indiana. I was fortunate enough to guest host. Soule says biologicals create an environment in the soil that changes and improves the physical and chemical properties.
So we're nourishing the native microbial environment by giving them other microorganisms that can enhance the soil environment. And it's really more of a long-term effect, although we do see some pretty quick results even so, is that the soil environment has now become amended and more healthy to sustain a plant.
Soule adds that farmers are at the heart of what they do at BW Fusion, and they're very involved in the innovation process.
Many of our employees are farmers. The early days, we were able to establish relationships with farmers by really working and as a partnership with them. And it's two-way again, right? So we have such close relationships with so many farmers in different geographies and different challenges that we could get that feedback through our relationships in our employees and our dealer network. And those trickle into the laboratory, into the agronomy team, into the laboratory, into the science and the innovation side. And then we're able to really think about how we can help.
Hear more from Soule in the Ag Bioscience Podcast. It's part of the Hoosier Ag Today podcast network in the free HAT mobile app and at HoosierAgToday.com.